Welcome back to the Jerry One podcast. This is episode number 35. I'm your host, Nick Felice, alongside for the third time on the Jerry One podcast, my cousin, Justin Kiefer. Justin, first of all, hi, how's it going?
All right, not too bad, Nick. It's kind of a late night getting back from work, but it's a good time, you know, good time of the year for everything that's going on sports wise and everything going well with the family, obviously. So it's doing really, really well.
Good to hear. And so it finally happened. Jerry won fantasy football. Not how you expected to get into the league, but you finally got into the league. We had the sad departure of three-time champion Paul Russo, but the departure of Paul has created now the Paul Russo Revenge Tour franchise, and that is you. Justin, how's it feel, first of all, just to be in the Fantasy Football League?
Oh, it's good. It's another competitive thing, you know, just to kind of jump in with, and I enjoy that competitive side of stuff. So it was really good. I like a change of pace and everything, not just kind of waiting around for hockey and everything, but I was excited to be able to jump in, especially as, you know, another way for me to be able to hang out with you and Matt. And, you know, I didn't know Johnny and no Kyle on this and no Jack, but we still get a chance to hang out with you guys and obviously with some of the other guys that are in the other leagues.
Yeah, I mean, so this is my new feature I'm going to do with this podcast. I'm going to bring up the screen now. And you should be able to see it here. All right, can you see it?
Here we go.
Are you able to see the screen?
I see the screen.
All right, so let's jump right into your team. Let's see if you can. Let's see where it is. That's right. I never pulled it up. So let's go to Paul Russo Revenge Tour team. Let's look at this roster now. We see a lot of Baltimore Raven players. What's your thoughts on this team?
Well, I try to draft the way I thought would be the best way to be competitive from the get go. I had a few other drafts prior to this, so that I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to look for and who I was looking at, and some consistencies there was Zeke. I've had Zeke for many, many years. This is rookie year in one of my other leagues as a keeper league. And so I've had a lot of really trust and excitement with him. I really was feeling that Devonta Smith, the Slim Reaper, was going to be a really good standout player this year. So I'm excited about him. Obviously tonight he's not doing too well, but he's someone that I really felt that it would be a competitive person from there. I just try to really find guys that are going to get that are going to be consistent. So Emmanuel Sanders is actually someone that's always done really consistently, even though he's kind of up there in age, but he's doing really well this year for Buffalo. And then obviously Lamar Jackson, as a Baltimore fan, he's an exciting player. He can get some points on the ground. And with our interesting scoring stats and everything for a little bit, you have to get a lot more yards to get a point. So getting him as a quarterback that can run and get you some yards, that's really good. I was hoping for Julio Jones to be a lot more consistent, and I've had Calvin Ridley for many years as another keeper in my other league, so I was expecting with him to do well. Last week he did not because he didn't travel to London, but I thankfully had a really great week. Can't ever go wrong with going to the Ravens D. They do so well. They cause turnovers. They get some special team stuff. And then last but not least, in Tuck we trust.
Absolutely.
The best kicker in history. And he's continuing with that. And lastly, as you're scrolling down, I like to gamble on my boy Gronkowski. I think that he's still got it in him. Obviously he's got injuries and that's just kind of been his historical these past few years, but he's got the rings to show it. So I'm always into those veteran guys that get that. So
what were your thoughts on that Tucker 66 yard game winner?
In Tuck we trust. I mean, he can bomb it. And I think that he's only going to get better, honestly. And I was excited that we were able to win on that. But obviously, you'd like to be able to score more touchdowns and have him just be more worried about PATs. But you know what? He's just so consistent. So consistent.
Now, what was this like? I mean, I'm not sure how long your fantasy leagues have been going on. What was it like to come into a league that has 10 years of history like that? You know, I've been in this league for 10 years, and now 10 years later, you have finally joined the league. Is it intimidating a little bit?
No, as you can to kind of go with my team name, I'm not here for me. I'm here for Paul. I'm here just to cause havoc wherever I can, whether it's in the message boards or the group chats. There are about 10 of them, or as much as I can on the roster, or for those who are fantasy people out there, I am that guy for this league that I'm going to veto if I feel like it. I'm not really caring if it's a good thing or a bad thing. If I choose to veto, I'm going to cause it, because that's what I'm here for. I wasn't brought in to be a champion. I was here to do some other damage. So I'm enjoying that. And it's entertaining to me. So
absolutely. Now let's look at the schedule here. Move this a little bit. The schedule you got going on right now, 3-2. You're in the current playoff picture going into week 6. Are you surprised at all by this 3-2 start?
Yeah, that was painful to lose to you, only by a few points there. And you know, I was leading into that, going to that last game, but we kind of knew like I'd have to have have some luck on my side to get that one. You know, I did pretty well and was able to get lucky to beat up on Fletcher, so that was good.
Not to interrupt, but Fletcher's lone loss this season was against you.
Say it again?
Fletcher's lone loss this season was against you.
Well, again, I'm glad I can cause havoc. Just be chaotic and annoy people. You know, last week I had a really good week and was able to just really garner some points up, so it helped out a lot. But as we kind of know in all sports, you know, 3 wins doesn't get you in the playoffs. So it's just trying to be staying and consistent. I mean, my one loss was by only 9 points, and then the other loss was by 35 points. So I can obviously win really big, and I can lose really big. So just like I said, trying to stay consistent here. And now that we're getting to the meat of the schedule, we're going to start running into a lot of people that are going to have a lot of bye weeks. If I'm not mistaken, Jaren's, I think, got like two of his big guys on the bye week this week. And I think I'm missing Calvin Ridley. So that's only one for me. So now is the time that if you can try to steal some wins in the meat of the schedule, just because of byes, you know, get what you can.
Yeah. I mean, Jaren, I don't know if you saw the article this week or tonight, but Jaren is 5-0.
Oh yeah, got a nice sad place. I hope you get the hope you get some money for that sponsorship.
All right, okay, but Jaren is 5-0 to start a season. He's also the defending champ. No one in this league, 11th season now, no one has ever started a season 6-0. You're the only way of stopping them from doing that. What's the mindset coming to this matchup?
What was the last part of that?
What's the mindset coming into this matchup against Jaren?
Beat him, whether it's by 1 or by 100. I'm not really – again, I'm not really – you know, a win is a win. I've had to deal with that all my life, and now with obviously with my work. So it's if I can get a win, that's great. You know, I think there's some got more guys are worried about some other things and talking about that and caring more about other stuff. So I'm just next game up, not really worried about it, whether it's one person or another person.
What's the RB2 situation here for your team here? We got Javonte Williams.
You know what? He was coming in as a rookie, so I think he was kind of my biggest gamble. It's not the only league I picked him up in. So I'd like to try to get something. I'm not really feeling too good that he hasn't been as consistent. I mean, he obviously did one have to play the Ravens in 1 week, so that was what it is. But you know, it's I like to roll the dice. I mean, if you have, especially your rookies like that, they're really highly touted. They have some speed. Came out of the ACC, if I'm not mistaken, Carolina. So I was feeling really good about him. He's, like I said, not the only league that I brought him up in. So I really want to try to get something out of him. So we'll see how he plays out and may make changes in the future. But it is kind of, like I said, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a great job. I don't think, just going off what people said, you know, in the league, I don't think anyone's going to give you credit until you do something in the playoffs. But you know, I like that you don't care. You know, you're out here for blood. Those people who doubted Paul, now doubting you. I like it. I like the mindset that you have with your team here.
Yep, whether I win a championship or not, I really couldn't care. So as long as I can be an annoyance to a lot of other people, as I've said, I've already purposely vetoed people's trades just because it's fun to me. So if I'm doing that, I'm causing a problem. If people have to start their day and talking about me in the group chat, then I've done my job. Really couldn't care less. A lot more important things in life to worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're only new to this league. Is there someone that you look at as the biggest threat in this league?
Next game up.
Next game up.
I'll look at it again. Been doing fantasy sports for years, where someone can win the whole championship. I mean, I'm an example right there. Regular season champ last year in hockey, and I lost. So can't really think too much about that. About who's a threat, because no one. I mean, these are all fantasy people, so. It's more about the people who are really all about staying on top of the waiver wires and things like that. So if you get a notification saying, hey, you know, like when Gronkowski got hurt, who's going to pick up his backup? And who's on top of that stuff? So that could be anybody. But I think that what is kind of nice about this league is that there's a lot of competitively consistent people. So you're not going to be like, okay, how did no one pick this guy up, or how did no one – you got to be on your game. So that part of it, I will say that it makes it a threatening league because guys are into it.
Yeah. I forget what I was going to ask you, but are you happy to be in this league? You know, you finally – I know you're a big hockey guy. We're going to talk about hockey in a second, but what would it mean to win this football league?
It would just be something just to be able to kind of laugh at. And I, you know what, Nick, it would be one of those things that I would love to just kind of walk off into the sunset with, if that actually happened. Maybe I'll let Paul do my retirement speech too. A lot of things like that. So I'm sure Paul would be involved in some aspect of it, but, no, it'd be great just to win in general, but we'll see.
So 14-week regular season. What kind of record are we looking at to get in the top six to make the playoffs? What are we thinking?
Let's see. To get in the top six, to be worried about that.
Because right now you're five. You're fifth.
I would say, how many games are there again? We have 16 weeks.
14.
Honestly, I'm probably gonna say my lucky number. I think that eight is the magic number, I think.
Yeah, we'll look at your schedule again here. I think there's a lot of games you got here on the schedule. I mean, you've already beaten a few of these guys down here at the bottom. You said eight, you only need five more. That's five in the next 9 weeks. I think you can go 5-4. Definitely.
Because if you, I'm not one of those people who say, well, I beat this person once already, then I'll beat him again. So you just never know. Not really seeing any, bye weeks. So that's what's kind of like, what's kind of nice. I mean, there's only one, you know, it looks like Justin and Andrew are unfortunately 1-4. And, you know, Sam was 1-4 as well. But the thing is that they still have a win. Yeah. I mean, so really can't say too much about it.
Yeah, Justin.
I think Jeremy's going to go all out on me because he's upset that I actually vetoed a trade that had nothing to do with me with him and Jaren. So he seemed a little distraught about that action. But, you know, hey.
Hey, that's part of the game, I guess, right? Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the real sport now. Fantasy hockey. Let me pull this back up real quick and talk to you face-to-face here. Fantasy hockey. Now, this is your third year now in this league for fantasy hockey. Obviously, if people know the league, you were the number one seed last year, and you lost in the semifinals to my brother Matt, who ended up losing in the finals that year. Actually, in Jerry One Fantasy Sports, the number one seed the last four seasons in each league has lost in the semifinals in their first game. That's actually not a good fun fact, but the last 4-1 seeds in Jerry One have lost. So, fantasy hockey, we just had our draft this last Sunday, and you had the very first pick in the draft. Let me see if I get. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Get real close to that screen, man. Get real close to that screen.
Yeah. as we pull up the league screen here, you have the first overall pick, and I think it's right here. No. Let me get this out of here. Oh, almost. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. And you had the first overall pick in the draft. And you took Connor McDavid, no brainer, and number one. Just first, let me get your thoughts on taking McDavid at one.
Say again, but what about McDavid?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on taking McDavid at number one?
Well, you know, he's obviously a very, 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 very talented player. He's being compared to, you know, Sidney Crosby right now in terms of their first six seasons in the league, in terms of their stats and their trophies and everything and what they've done consistently. He is even talked about and projected to possibly pass 150 points in a season. I was torn in total honesty. I almost went with my fandom and wanted to go with Ovechkin as number one. It would have paid out pretty well the other night when he got two goals to put himself into fifth by himself regarding all-time scoring and goals. So hoping that McDavid just takes care of business for me this year, and I don't have to think I will never regret not picking up one of my favorite players of all time. So, but he's a center, gets a lot of points. So you're already looking at the faceoff wins and that aspect of it. Obviously, on the power play, Edmonton's going to be lethal, absolutely lethal. And just like kind of what Ovechkin and Backstrom were back in the early days and still are, McDavid's got a partner in crime in Draisaitl, so it allows them to really get some points. And that's not just on him, but it's also he's going to be dishing them out to Draisaitl. So there's going to be some really, really good points coming out of that.
Now, obviously, it's only day three of the fantasy hockey season. As we see your score right here, you're losing to my brother Matt right now, 100-76. Yeah, I mean, just other than McDavid, let's get your thoughts on this team. And I want to get your thoughts, if you can still hear me, I want to get your thoughts on the goalies this season, potentially staying on people's rosters.
Say again about, so you're talking about the rest of my roster and about the goalies actually being a part of it. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. Yep.
Okay. First off, I'd like to talk about my team would be scoring a lot more if we didn't have negative points for penalty minutes. because penalty minutes are to be celebrated in this sport, not demoralized. But I digress. No, I felt really good. I guess you know, I don't want to say the cat's out of the bag or anything, but when I was drafting and I knew that we're going to be having face-off wins and losses as a part of it, as a point, I went heavy on the centers. If I'm not mistaken, 11 or 12, because I've been counting as Crosby as one of my IRs, I think I have a total of 11 centers on my roster.
Wow.
So, so I went pretty heavy on that, knowing that the face-off wins and losses were going to be an aspect of this game. And then I also kind of knew that you got to know who's the guys are going to be on the top pairings of power play. And then some of these guys actually get some time at also the PKs. So when you get on the PK, you're going to have some block shots and the chances of shorthanded goals. So I was really adamant to try to make sure I have that. And then defensively, it was really about who's a consistent people, not always in terms of regular scoring, but if you got guys who are on the top two power play groupings, then you know you're going to get some points out of them, even if it's an assist. And ultimately also plus and minus. So you got to have guys that can be consistently there. Goaltending, not going to lie, I got two goaltenders for program, you know, I don't say programs, two franchises. I know they're going to be consistent, but I'm fully prepared just to drop them, knowing that there are new rules regarding goalies in case we start having some other conniving people that decide to do the same thing. So I'm fully aware of that. The other, you know, if we're going to go, you know, brick by brick here, I don't know if you want to slide up real quick to the top. Of the roster here, but you know, I really wanted to make sure that I've got guys. If you can keep on scrolling up, there we go. Here we go. You know, Kopitar, he's extremely, extremely, you know, long time consistently guy for LA. He's a brick house. He can really get some points, but he's also going to be really good on the faceoff. Kempe was actually one of the top faceoff guys last year in the NHL regarding that. So that was really easy pickup, and he also had a lot of goals. Duchesne, another top guy. He's been consistent for Nashville and has actually in the league itself. Richie had a really, really good preseason. He did really well when he was at Boston, so being able to sign up, and now he's with a really talented offensive group in Toronto. That's gonna be really good. Carter is my I don't want to call my ace in the hole, but I knew that with him last year when they added him in Pittsburgh, he exploded. I mean, you put him on, he's always a phenomenal player, gets points, does the right things. And then knowing that Crosby was going to be out, he got bumped up to the top center, not only in the top line, but also in the top power play group. So, I mean, you look right there, he took 32 faceoffs. So you knew he was going to be a part of that. I got the Hughes brothers, as you can see.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I like this guy, Jack Hughes. I like Jack Hughes.
He didn't do extremely well last year, as you can see, because he had minuses and stuff like that. But he's a kid that's going to be up and coming, and he's going to be in a lot of the power play situations. Marchand, he's basically what I am going for in football, just being him, just being a pest. He's an example of a guy that, you know, just like Tom Wilson out there, who's going to be getting penalty minutes, but he's going to be, you know, which will be unfortunately demoralized for and getting kicked in the ground and stomped and everything point wise, but he's still going to get offensive points for you. As you get down, Quinn Hughes, one of the top scoring defensemen in the league. Torrey Krug, he's another top guy. Keith Yandle, he's an extremely consistent power play guy. From whatever program he's with. So, and then Lars Eller, Dustin, I'm going to real quick touch on Dustin Brown. I've liked him for years. He's kind of a, he flops around between the third and the first line. I mean, he really goes in all the top nine pairings in the offense, but he gets you points, but he's also a guy that will block shots and also be on the PK. Lars Eller was my guy I picked up as my IR slot in there for Crosby, knowing that Backstrom is going to be out. Lars was going to be the top center guy as of the other day for the Capitals, while Backstrom is going to be out, which means he's going to be at least in the top two pairings for PK, power play as well. Kadri, he's a pest, but he actually wins a lot of faceoffs and he scores as he did last night. So I'm excited with him. Him and Burakovsky over in Colorado, they have Nathan MacKinnon, especially with MacKinnon being out. So Nate Severance has to eat that one up while these guys are scoring. And then ultimately, I'm going to definitely – if you're going to take two of the top centers in the league the past 10 years in Crosby and McDavid, you really can't go wrong. So I'm okay with Crosby being, quote, not being available till the end of the month. However, he is traveling with the team. He is practicing with the team. So there was talk that he may not be playing until – he actually may play as early as this Saturday. So I'm not as really concerned about him being out too long. But again, I'm just a little concerned regarding the fact that we're losing points for in a big scoring league regarding the penalty minutes. But, but I'd like to look real quick. We're on the scoreboard there, and we're getting up. It looks like someone, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about the bullying in this league, because you're bullying, bye week DeRue, which is not fair. I think that's kind of mean, but I like to say if he's probably got a lot of penalty minutes that are not getting him points. So guys like him, he's going to be, even more in the negative if you can't get the points out of that. So just saying, but,
Jack also him not setting his lineup on day two also hurts his chances minus four, not too good, especially when I got 138. But, but one person I definitely want to get your thoughts on, new to the league. Let's get your thoughts on Dirty Mike and the boys. Tell me, because I don't know him personally. You're the only one that knows this man. Tell me what we're going to expect out of Mike Freeman this year.
The smart guy in terms of this. Very, very good. Knows his sports, knows his hockey. He's an unfortunate Rangers fan, so there's always that. But I will make the comment that Mike commented to me that we were slow picking for him during the draft. He was a little disappointed in that. So, but he knows his stuff. So I was excited. I thought he'd be someone that would make it a competitive league. So I'm happy that he wanted to join in with us. He really does know his stuff. He does watch a lot of games, not just the Rangers, but watches a lot of games. And he's a big, not just hockey fan, but a big sports fan. So I think Mike's going to bring some really good competitiveness there, and not just another bye week.
And he took your Edmonton guy, the other Edmonton player, Leon Draisaitl, at number three. First of all, I know the goalies have changed this year. What are your thoughts on Elensky going number two?
Who's the Mighty Pucks? I think that's
Larry. That's my friend Larry.
Larry's going to be a legend. All right, let's see how it plays out for him. But better hope he gets points. I mean, but, I'm sure that was a head-scratcher for a lot of people. But if you also look at it right now, like Draisaitl, I don't know how many points he's getting. Kucherov, he's obviously scoring. MacKinnon hasn't played in a game yet. Matthews is out for a while. Carlson, I'm not too sure how much he got in there. Hellebuck, again, I think Jack had his team on an auto draft. And then Barkov, not sure what he's been scoring up there. Ovi, obviously, he's got two goals in the start off there. And I'm not sure about the other two guys. I don't know if Rantanen even got – he might have gotten an assist the other night, but we'll see. It's kind of like the people, I'm one of those that have done it. It's like taking a quarterback in the first round. So all I know is that in a league that has history of people not even having goalies for more than 25% of the time, may have been a little bit of a game.
Yeah, but the goalies have changed a little bit, so we'll see how things go. Let's check out your schedule, wherever it is. Right here. Let's see this early part of the schedule here. as we see week one. Week one, you got Matt, obviously. Then you got Blake, and then myself. And so, I mean, not to say, you know, the Fleece Brothers, they're not Paul and Nate when it comes to fantasy hockey. So, really, I mean, I don't know. I think your first tough test, I'm going to throw myself under the bus a little bit. I think your first tough test is week four. Would you agree against Paul?
I think my first tough task is to get through week one of losing. So
That's true. Yeah.
So like I said, I politely mentioned to you, I might score points, but when you have points being taken away for penalty minutes, it's you got to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. So it really is gonna be a week by week thing. So.
Let's check out some of the top scores this season so far, if it loads.
Also, this week, if I'm not mistaken, is a shortened week.
Yes, so. Yes, it is. Some of the top players right now. Alex Ovechkin, my boy, your boy, 25 points right now. You surprised how his first game went for me?
Say again?
Are you surprised how good Ovechkin played the first game for myself?
I was just happy he played. There was a lot of talk about lower body injury and will he play and all that. But, no, it was really exciting. Obviously, a shorthanded goal really helps a lot. He's a guy that's going to do that. He's going to burst one day for 1 point, maybe 0 points, and the next time he's going to have 3 to 5. That's kind of how he is, and obviously he's got his own place. I mean, you're not going to be one of the greatest goal scorers of all time and not can be consistent. So, he's always going to be a threat.
Are you happy that the schedule is now back to a 19-week? Our league is back to a normal. The NHL is back to a normal schedule. Are you happy about that?
You're going to have to repeat that one. It was going in and out on me.
Yeah, I got you. Are you happy that we're back to a normal schedule? We had a shortened season last year.
Absolutely. It was mainly because it is just about, like, we get to watch hockey. So it's fun to be able to do that. And obviously, it does make the league a lot more competitive. So I was, you know, I'm saying to you right now, like, oh, man, I'm losing right now, but for all you know, I could end up number one. And because everybody beats themselves up, that it's going to be a really, really evened out league. And you just never know. There might be a tiebreaker that push guys into certain spots in those standings and all that. So that part's, I like that. I've already watched however many preseason games and now however many games, and you and I are talking about the Red Wings and the Tampa Bay game before we got on this. And so I've been watching a lot of games and that I can. And now that with TNT, they're actually on TV. So like last night I had the TNT game on, then I had the NHL Plus game on, the ESPN Plus game on. So it's been nice to be able to just watch a lot of games.
Nice. Well, obviously I don't think it's any surprise. You're definitely one of the biggest threats in this hockey league. I think the hockey league has gotten better since you joined the league. I will say that. It's gotten a lot better since you joined the league. I think you're one of the biggest threats. It's early in the season, obviously. It's only day three. I wish you the best luck in hockey. But before we get to the end of this podcast, I want to get your thoughts. I know this isn't your favorite fantasy league, fantasy basketball. Our draft is this Sunday at 7:30 here on the East Coast. I need to get your thoughts on fantasy basketball as you prepare for your second year in that league this year. So I had it up here. Let's look at old Billy Hoyle, one of the great teams. This is your team last year. Not a bad team. I think when I remember this team was the first team outside the playoffs. Yeah, with a 5-7 record. But you had two losses, I believe it was against me and Josh. Me and Josh were not very good teams. Those losses, I think, hurt your chances at the playoffs. If you had won those games, you'd be a playoff team. You had Luka Doncic. You took him number one overall. First picks, I guess, are just coming your way like they're nothing. Obviously, I mean, people joke in our fantasy football league that you're a rookie. Obviously, you know a lot more about football than you do basketball, but you are learning. Just give me your thoughts as you prepare for this second year, actually a first full season, because it'll be an actual full season in basketball.
Well, I blame a lot of different variables personally on why my team wasn't actually a little bit better. First off, there was a big ice storm down in Texas in the Dallas area. So actually, Luka missed a few games in a row during 1 week. And that was painful. So whoever I played that week, I know I lost. Rui Hachimura, he had like pink eye for like 4 weeks and something wild like that. So he was in and out of the lineup. So I had some stuff there, and guys kind of go in and out. Some of the people that were pretty consistent and on the team for me, you know, were, I think I had Fred VanVleet for a while, Bam, Rudy, Luca, Rui, Steven Adams, Sergey, and I think Jay Crowder. I think I drafted him, or I might have gone in, like, had him, like, got him, dropped him, and picked him up again. But I was getting guys hurt on, like, the COVID stuff. And like I said, Rui, he was in and out, like, all the time. It was weird. But Luca, I know for 1 week, it was that ice storm in Texas, and they couldn't play. He couldn't fly out or anything. So I was like, okay, that hurts me. So there you go. Pick him up from waivers. But it was tough. I mean, ultimately, I'll continue to say what I always say. If I can beat Kyle, I just don't care. it gives me something to talk about with my family. I'm the only person who doesn't really know hockey. I mean, I know basketball, and so no one ever talks hockey. So it gives me a chance. Let's see this. Lost three in a row. Yeah, 200, 50, 90. Yeah, there was some. I would look like spurts, like three losses. But then there, that latter part, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't tell after. Yeah. That wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it was had a chance.
Yeah, you did. Like I said, it's these losses right here. Myself, 3-9, and you lost to Josh, 2-10. I think those are the two losses. Like, if you turn those into wins against two teams that weren't very good last year. But let's just keep in mind, you beat Jack 1-11 twice. Let's keep in mind, Jack, the bye week, Jack got the couple wins there.
Bye week to Rue. Yep.
Yep. So, you know, you never know. Fantasy basketball, a lot of the time comes with, is your team healthy enough? You know, a lot of times you get the guy, you get your star player, it's hurt. That hurts your season.
And I will, I'll take it to my grave. It doesn't bother me as a sports guy, but rest days. Just don't get it.
Yeah, and basketball's huge.
You just had the schedule for ice hockey, and those guys will play 82 games. There are guys who play every single game. And look at Keith Yandle. Keith Yandle hasn't missed a game in like years, and he's blocking shots, losing teeth, but LeBron's taking rest days. Well, what do I know, though?
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck on draft day. It should be interesting. Maybe you'll get another first pick. How about that? That would be something.
Hold my breath, but When I got that one, I had to make a few calls to see who I should pick between, because I was obviously between the Greek Freak and Luca. And the basically it was a toss up, but from my trusted source, it was the exact words were Luka's a walking triple double. So I'm gonna go with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with picking Luka number one. There was nothing wrong with that. He's still a great player.
Me in hockey, I actually know depth guys and know names and stuff like that. I know nothing about NBA. So when I got to like depth guys, I'm like,
He got a lot of points
last year. Let's hope for it.
If you're going for some of the players you had in your team last year, definitely try to get Rudy Gobert again because he's awesome. He is.
But I got a piece of information saying that the big guy has to do really well in this league. So I'm giving some advice there. So,
Justin. Anybody who comes on my podcast for a third time, plays my new game, and I'm going to do it on this for the first time. Tell me if when it pops up for you. Jerry won. Millionaire is the game. Here are the top scores so far. I've been working on this today, trying to figure this out. So this is a condensed version of Millionaire. You have three lifelines, 50-50, you have the hint, and you have the double shot, which is you get two guesses at the answer. It's multiple choice, so it goes from easier to harder, just like in Millionaire. It's multiple choice. You'll see the choices up here on the screen, and it's just 10 questions. From 10 points all the way up to 100 points. And the checkpoints are the 30-point mark and the 60-point mark. As you see, no one walks in this game, so that's why you see 60s and 30s on here as your final scores, because it always seems to go down to until someone gets one wrong. But, Dustin, are you ready to play?
Let's go for it. I'll let you know if I have to have you repeat the question.
Well, you'll see it on the screen. There we go. Oh, right here. Okay, for 10 points, how many seasons has Justin K. you played in Jerry One Fantasy Football? Is it A, 1, B, 2, C, 6, D, 25? You got all three lifelines. What is your answer?
A, 1.
Final answer. And that is correct. Yes, it is 1. It is 1, 2021. As people know, you're up to 10 points. Here we go. 20-point question. Moving on. Fantasy hockey question here for 20 points. What was your record during the 2021 shortened hockey season? Is it A, 0-10, B, 9-1, C, 2-23, or D, 1,000-0?
B, 9-1.
Final answer.
And this would be during the regular season.
Yes.
Yeah. B.
Regular season. And that is correct. Yes, it is. It is 9-1. How about that season? One of the better seasons, even though it was a short season. I still think if you played a full 19-week regular season, that team would have been 17-2, 16-3. That's how good that team was.
I still believe that the 2020 season was my championship, but again, I digress.
That is true. That is a sour note that we're not talking about today. But moving on, this is the checkpoint now. As you see here, these are the checkpoints. 30-point question. Here we go. Fantasy basketball question. Which of these owners are you 1-0 against in fantasy basketball? Is it A, Paul Russo, B, Johnny Marino, C, Lindsey Kiefer, or D, Ronald McDonald?
That I'm 1-0 against.
Mm-hmm. In fantasy basketball.
It would be A, the Olmuzo.
Final answer. Oh, it got cut down here. That is correct. Yes, it is Paul Russo, week 8 of the 2020-21 season. How about that? All right, we're moving on.
Good job, Paul.
Now the game is really beginning. So you still got your 3 lifelines. Do not be afraid to use them.
Okay.
As we move on. For 40-point question, how many career runs do you have in Jerry 1 Fantasy Hockey, regular season and playoffs? Is it A, 10, B, 25, C, 12, D, 20? 3 lifelines.
Career wins. I have a quick question before I ask. What is the difference between the hint and 50-50?
The hint is I'll give you a hint at the answer, and the 50-50 takes 2 away.
All right. Let's go with the 50-50 on this.
All right, the 50-50. I'm going to take away 12, and I'm going to take away 25.
All right. How many career wins? That would mean that I have regular season and playoffs. That would be D, 20.
All right. Let's see. And that is correct. Yes, 20 wins, 20 career wins, 20-11. How about that? You got 40 points. Moving on to the 50-point question. Here we go. All right, Justin, you have 40 points. We're moving on to the 50-point question. This is a fantasy hockey question. Who did you defeat in the 2020 play-in game? This is your first ever playoff game in Jerry 1, fantasy hockey playoffs, to advance to semifinals before it all got cut short by COVID. Who did you beat? Matt, Jack, Nate, or myself? 50-50 is gone. Who is it?
So I would have played Nate in semis, so got you on that. Jack can't make the playoffs because he's a bye week. I actually don't think that you made it, so I think it was A, Matt.
I'm a little hurtful. I didn't make the playoffs that year. I was also cut short. I was beating Paul, but nobody remembers that. All people remember is Justin versus Nate. But no one remembers the other semifinal. But I'm so sorry, Justin. In the end, the correct answer is actually Jack. You beat him 206 to 205. What a close game. You beat Jack. Answer B.
I lost to Jack that year. I think Jack actually beat me in the first week. So,
well, now we're moving on. How many games in Jerry 1 Fantasy Hockey did it take you to win 20 career games? This is tough. Regular season and playoffs.
Can I use my am I allowed to use lifelines or no?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a tough question.
All right. I'm going to go with the double shot.
Double shot. Okay, take 2 guesses at this. What would you say here? 20. And how many times did it take you to win 20 career games? And how many games did it take you to win 20 career games? That's the question. Regular season playoffs.
All right. I'm going to go with first guess is 30. Mm-hmm. Is that a yes or do you tell me yes or no there, or do you say nope?
That is correct. Yeah, it is 30. Yeah, it's okay. The answer is C. I gotta say, you're probably one of the few people to get this 100-point question right. Did you know that, or are you just a right guess?
I knew it was pretty close. I was actually, it was between 29 and 30. I didn't think 31. I thought that was a little too askew, but 30s I felt pretty good about. Because I remember you bringing it up and like, oh, already got 20 career wins very quickly. I'm like, okay.
Well, anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. I forgot how to get out of here. There we go. Okay, here we go. Before we end my podcast, I do want to give a shout out to Fletcher Reese on winning the Jerry 1 Fantasy Baseball Championship. I have not said this on the podcast. I want to say that. Congrats to Fletch winning fantasy baseball. Will we ever see Justin Kiefer in fantasy baseball?
Never. I don't really. I've done fantasy baseball. I don't have any interest. And that's the one you like have to like basically live on your like on your phone because they put the little carrots next to each guy's name if they're actually a player or not. And starting pitchers change out like every 5 minutes. So you could be the starter and all of a sudden like you didn't have a good warm up and they'll put another starting pitcher in as a real pitcher, and some guy just completely lost out on that. So, no, I'm good. I appreciate the ask, but it's not really, definitely not my thing.
All right. But, Justin, it's, your busy time around Jerry 1 right now, but, fantasy football, fantasy hockey, fantasy basketball, you're going to be a busy man. How are you going to handle all these leagues?
Kind of do when the family goes to bed and then I go to bed. actually football's probably the easiest one. You don't have to really look at like once a week. Basketball is a lot more I have to keep an eye on. Hockey, I just love hockey, so that's very easy for me. So
well, Justin, I appreciate you coming on, saying a few words about your teams, and I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming on, Justin.
So, Nick, it was great. I'm sure at some point we'll connect again. One of the 10 different group chats for fantasy football that excludes every other person. So, you know, I'm sure we'll connect in some fun way.
I'm sure I will hear from you tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll all talk in the same group chat. So it's really easy to deal with that. So.
Well, Justin, thanks for Justin for coming on. I've been Nick Felice. Set your lineup, and we'll see you on the next Jerry 1 Fantasy Sports Podcast. Goodbye.